This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with a special Feature Story of the Week. As the year ends, we look for something that captures the variety of notable people we lost in 2025. After much searching, we decided that a segment of a recent CBS Sunday Morning with Jane Pauley was our best choice. That segment is called Hail and Farewell.
I'm Jane Pauley, and this is Sunday Morning. The end of another year is upon us, a time for looking back, a time for remembering. We lost some truly remarkable people this past year. As is our year-end tradition, with Lee Cowan, we'll bid them hail and farewell.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
It felt like those we lost this year were as numerous as raindrops. Luminaries like Robert Redford.
Mr. Bennett?
Yes?
This is Bob Woodward of the Washington Post. I'm sorry to bother you at home. I was wondering if we could confirm some information on one of your employees, Mr. Howard Hunt.
He was of Hollywood, but he preferred to live away from it. His Sundance Film Institute and Festival gave independent filmmakers a bit of sun at Sundance.
The smaller stories. Yeah, the smaller stories, the more offbeat stories, the more controversial.
He lived long enough to see fellow Oscar winner Gene Hackman pass away.
If I'd have started in the first 15, I could have won it.
No, you just weren't good enough, that's all.
Hackman shone just as brightly. He could be gentle and powerful. And sometimes a wink said it all.
You like baseball, do you, Anderson?
Yeah, I do. You know,
it's the only time when a black man can wave a stick at a white man and not start a riot.
The real life heroes from the civil rights movement are sadly getting more scarce every day. Sam Moore's Soul Man was meant to show pride and resilience. And there's one person who lived those values for 111 years. Viola Fletcher, the oldest witness to the Tulsa Race Massacre.
Well, I feel that it's got to be done now.
Then there was Charles Person, the youngest among the original famed Freedom Riders protest in 1961. Joseph McNeil took a stand by sitting at a whites-only Woolworth's lunch counter. Joanne Allen was among the first to endure the desegregation of schools all across the South. Bobby Cain was, too. He became the first black student to graduate under those conditions. A decade later, courage like that inspired the likes of Jesse Colin Young and the Youngbloods to record a song with a message of belonging.
Come on, keep on smiling, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one.
It permeated the summer of love.
Dance to the music!
The late Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone got on board the inclusion train, too. Certainly had an ear for the times.
If I had wings, no one would ask me, should I fly?
Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary got his wings this year, too. The tenor helped bridge the gap between folk and pop. He was 86.
I can see clearly now, the rain is
gone. Jimmy Cliff bridged another gap, helping make reggae mainstream. The former choir boy from Jamaica found some of his inspiration in the traditions of gospel music.
Many rivers to cross.
Whether you believe in heaven as a destination or not, there's no doubt the heavens are unending. Astronaut James Lovell never landed on the moon, but he saw it closer than most.
You can't live on what happened in the past. You have to think of what you can do in the future. That's what I've done.
Jim Lovell took to the skies for the last time at age 97. Sharing a spot on Hollywood's Walk of Fame, far from the beach, is the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson.
Oh, yeah. When we did the voices to the vibrations, I said to myself, this is going to be a number one record.
He was called the poet laureate of surf culture.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
But when it came to the poetry of baseball, there were few better than Bob Uecker.
Just a bit outside.
He was a ball player who became Mr. Baseball.
All right, maybe I wasn't the greatest player of all time.
A pioneer for his wit and self-deprecating humor.
What's your favorite Bob Uecker line?
Just a bit outside. That's where my wife put me a lot of times.
There were this year so many unnatural deaths, especially it seems on college campuses. From Brown University just before Christmas to Utah Valley University, where political activist Charlie Kirk was murdered. He was there organizing young voters around Christian conservative values. The students who saw what happened will never be the same. Human voices, sometimes shouting in the wilderness, can do remarkably good things, even if those voices are voicing pain.
And I won't stop fighting. I will never be silenced.
Virginia Giuffre was the first of Jeffrey Epstein's victims to go public. Soon other survivors joined her. They began speaking with one voice, shining lights in the dark. She was just 41. Conservationist Jane Goodall raised her voice from the jungles of East Africa, where her work with chimpanzees made us look at ourselves and our relationship with the animal kingdom in a different and special way.
We're not quite as different from the rest of the animal kingdom as we used to think.
What is it, Lassie?
In fact, animals can seem every bit as human as we are.
This isn't a dingbat, it's me, the meathead.
And while he was a good actor, it was directing where he really made his mark.
Why are you getting so upset? This is not about you.
Yes, it is. You are a human affront to all women, and I am a woman.
Hey, I don't feel great about this, but I don't hear anyone complaining.
Is the Billy Crystal character in that movie any part of you at all?
It's totally me.
Totally you.
It's totally me. 100% me. Making a complete and utter mess of my dating life, trying to figure all these things out, I then thought, this is a great idea for a movie.
Name some of your favorite movies, and chances are Rob Reiner directed them.
These go to 11.
From comedy to drama.
You can't handle the truth!
He had his finger on our pulse the way few people did. Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle left us far too soon. We lost the space ace, Ace Frehley, of the heavy metal group Kiss this year too. He made fans believe his playing made his guitar smoke. And maybe it did. And then there was Ozzy Osbourne, the lead singer of Black Sabbath and self-described Prince of Darkness.
Oh, come on, Sharon. I'm f***ing Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of f***ing Darkness. What f***ing evil about a bottle of f***ing bubblegum?
Those musicians who've just gone with it still left us their talents. And that makes us feel so good.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end.
I sit and watch as days go by.
Be together.
Happy Together just might describe what most people were feeling when they were in the company of the legendary Diane Keaton.
La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la, yeah.
Some called her quirky, even kooky.
I love it.
But everyone agreed that she was talented beyond measure.
What is?
I think that one of the reasons I've been able to be around for as long as I have is because I have been in funny movies.
She left her mark not only as an actor, but with her fashion sense, too. Diane Keaton was certainly unique, as most of those we remember are. There are far too many to name. But for their talents, their passions, their love and care, their influence, we are forever grateful to all of them. We bid a very fond hail and farewell.
Thank you.
A look back to notable individuals we lost in 2025, courtesy of the CBS program Sunday Morning, and a segment called Hail and Farewell. There are many people featured in that program that we did not have time for, and we invite you to go to the CBS archives to hear and view the entire one-hour program. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. And speaking of times past, let us join Cameron Palmer, host of the KHNB Time Machine, for a trip back to the year 1964. Next, on your one and only community station for the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9 KHNB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1964.
It's Happy New Year as we celebrate moving into 1964. What were things like in Half Moon Bay this time in 1964? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Pacifica wants to annex all of the coastside to Half Moon Bay. The Pacifica City Council has called for an annexation study of Monterra and has entertained trying to annex all of the land south of the Pacific to Half Moon Bay city limits. Members of the Pacifica Council met with El Granada residents last year, but nothing has come of that meeting. The study should be completed in 60 days. And clam diggers getting limits in 15 minutes at Pismo Beach. According to the Fish and Game Department, if you're willing to work in waist-deep water, you can get your limit of clams in 15 to 25 minutes at both Pismo and Morro Bay beaches. And thief takes tree and presents. A Half Moon Bay mother and her five children were robbed on Christmas Eve when someone crawled into their home through the bedroom window and took not only all their Yuletide gifts, but their little Christmas tree as well. Gone were the family 3-foot-high tree, 15 wrap presents for their children ranging in age from 3 to 11, as well as a display case of costume jewelry, which she had been using to sell items to raise money for the family. What a Scrooge. That is terrible. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. For the bird enthusiasts, the big birding season on the coast is winding down. I've noticed lots of postings and photos of birds passing through our area. If you are a bird watcher or an amateur ornithologist or just getting started in birding, here's a fun stroll you might enjoy. Before opening the campground behind Cameron's Pub and Hotel, we worked with the Audubon Society, different bird species that migrate through our area, plus the year-round inhabitants. Each of our campsites has a placard describing the many birds we host year-round during the migration season. You'll see a picture of each bird and a great description. If our campers see you studying, just let them know you're checking out the bird signs. Keep calm and bird on. We do hope you'll visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1964, this is the year the U.S. Congress authorizes war against North Vietnam following a torpedo boat attacks against the U.S. destroyer Maddox in the Gulf of Tonkin. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 is signed after three civil rights workers are murdered in Mississippi. Lyndon Johnson continues as the president after a landslide victory. A young, loud, talented boxer by the name of Cassius Clay defeats Sonny Liston to win the Boxing World Heavyweight Championship. What is it costing to live in 1964? Just a few stats, as we don't want to depress you too much. Postage stamp is 5 cents. Loaf of bread, 21 cents. A movie ticket is $1.25. Average monthly rent is $1.15 a month. And the cost of a new car, $3,500. And oh yes, gas for your car is, I can hardly say it, 30 cents a gallon. In popular films, people are taking their $1.25 movie ticket to see It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World and My Fair Lady and Mary Poppins. What started in 1963 is now taking the world and America by storm, and Beatlemania is going into overdrive. There were other artists that did well, but the Beatles had more number one hits than any other group or individuals. 14 weeks on the charts, 7 at number one, and solid gold. Here's the Beatles, and I Want to Hold Your Hand. Not alone. They came back with another gold hit, 5 weeks at number one, and Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't buy me love.
Satisfied. Tell me that you want me.
John, Paul, George, and Ringo, the music world would never be quite the same. Join me again next time for a journey to another year on the KHMB Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock with this week's Financial Focus. AI in personal finance, the promise and the limits. Your smartphone buzzes with an alert. Your budgeting app has spotted an unusual spending pattern and suggests transferring $50 from your savings account to your checking account. Later that day, a robo-advisor automatically rebalances your investment portfolio. Welcome to the age of artificial intelligence, or AI, in personal finance, where technology is reshaping how we manage money. What AI can do for your wallet. From tracking every latte to forecasting next month's bills, AI-powered tools are making financial management more accessible than ever. Some apps categorize transactions automatically, while other platforms offer conversational financial advice through text messages. These tools can monitor your credit score, suggest budget adjustments, and even negotiate lower bills on services like cable and internet. The investing landscape has transformed as well. Robo-advisors use algorithms to build diversified portfolios, automatically rebalance holdings, and apply strategies to minimize tax bills. Educational tools powered by AI can explain complex concepts through interactive games and simple question and answer formats, making financial literacy more accessible. Where AI falls short. Here's what the algorithms can't do. Understand what truly matters to you. AI doesn't know whether you value sustainable investing over maximum returns. It can't weigh the emotional complexity of saving for a child's education versus retiring early. When sudden illness strikes or a job change upends your plans, AI lacks the context and empathy to guide you through these human moments. Technology can crunch numbers brilliantly, but it can't offer wisdom. It can't replace human judgment, experience, or ethical reasoning. Robo-advisors' predetermined algorithms may not suit investors with complex financial needs like estate planning or comprehensive tax planning. The human touch still matters. This is where human financial advisors remain indispensable. They provide what technology can't. A long-term perspective. Help you maintain focus when markets get volatile and emotions run high. Goal coordination. Balance competing priorities. Help partners merge their financial visions and remind you of goals you've tucked away and didn't know still mattered. Accountability. Keep you on track with your financial strategy through life's inevitable changes. Emotional support. Offer reassurance and wisdom during major financial decisions. Research validates it. Those who regularly work with a financial advisor and have a financial strategy are more likely to feel optimistic about their financial future than those who manage finances on their own, according to a 2025 research from Edward Jones and Morning Consult. Find the right balance. The future likely lies in a hybrid approach, combining data-driven AI insights with the human wisdom of a financial advisor who understands your values, priorities, and life's inevitable curveballs. Think of AI as a powerful calculator and your financial advisor as the mathematician who knows which equations to use. As these technologies evolve, the key is treating AI as a tool, not a guide. Stay curious about what technology can do for your finances. Stay critical of its limitations. And remember, what matters most in your financial life is something only you can define. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor at Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you heard that the U.S. Surgeon General recently issued an advisory outlining the direct link between alcohol consumption and increased cancer risk? Hello, my name is Reverend Dr. Lily Godso, pastoral psychotherapist, and your guest host today for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today, I'm going to talk to you about alcohol use and the steps you can take now to safeguard yourself and your well-being. Recent news from the U.S. Surgeon General has brought to light a crucial health concern, the link between alcohol consumption and cancer. This may be unsettling news for many, but understanding the risks and knowing the steps you can take to protect your health is more important than ever. For years, we've been aware of the effects of alcohol has on our liver, brain, and heart. But now research reveals that alcohol can increase the risk of developing certain cancers, including breast cancer, liver cancer, and cancers of the mouth and throat. In fact, the Surgeon General's report urges that no level of alcohol consumption is completely risk-free when it comes to cancer. So, what does this mean for you? It's simple. Understanding the risks of alcohol and taking steps to evaluate your habits is the first step toward better health. If you or someone you care about drinks regularly, it's time to think about the impact of that decision. When I come back, I'll talk about the practical steps you can take today to evaluate your drinking habits and more after this word from Dr. Brian Shepherd.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry,
where we bring your smile to life.
Hi, this is Reverend Dr. Lily Godso, pastoral psychotherapist, and today we are discussing the recent U.S. Surgeon General advisory outlining the direct link between alcohol consumption and increased cancer risk. We want to start by evaluating our drinking habits. Take a close look at your alcohol consumption. Are you drinking more than you intended? The Centers for Disease Control defines heavy drinking as more than 8 drinks a week for women and 15 drinks a week for men. Are you exceeding that? This is a good time to be honest with yourself. You'll also want to consider your family's health history. Some people may have a higher genetic risk of developing certain cancers. It's important to know your family health history and talk with your doctor about how alcohol could interact with those factors. And if you're concerned or need support, talking to a healthcare provider is a good next step. They can help you assess your alcohol use, identify any signs of risk, and guide you through safe ways to reduce consumption. But let's be clear, you're not alone. Whether you're thinking about cutting back, quitting, or just want to know more, there are resources out there to support you. The National Cancer Institute has tools to help you assess your risk, and local health agencies such as the San Mateo County Health Department offer counseling and support for those looking to make a change. Remember, your health is a journey, and taking small steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. If you're worried about alcohol's impact on your health or the risk of cancer, you don't have to face it alone. Taking the first step by reaching out to your healthcare provider or visiting online resources. Take the first step by reaching out to your healthcare provider or visiting online resources. You are your best advocate, and together we can make choices that support a longer, healthier life. For additional information or support, please feel free to reach out to me at 415-225-0973 or visit my website, lilygodso.com. That's L-I-L-Y, Lily, Godso, G-O-D-S-O-E.com. And let's start a conversation today to help you take the next step toward understanding and action. Your health matters. Don't wait. Start the conversation today. Until next time, this has been Reverend Dr. Lily Godso with Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the Carousel! On the Carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Happy New Year from all of us to all of you from KHMB Radio, Community Radio for the Coastside. I'm Mike Dale, and usually we spend our 22 minutes together on Carousel with words and music from local artists and the great music venues along the Coastside. But today our carousel slows down just a touch. Now that 2025 is in the books, we thought it's important to look back at the incredible voices we lost in 25. Artists who didn't just provide the soundtrack to our lives, but defined the very soul of American music. From the quiet reflection of a DC classroom to the psychedelic funk of the Bay Area, these are the legends who left us with a song in our hearts. Today we celebrate the lives and legacies of Roberta Flack, Sam Moore, Brian Wilson, and Sly Stone. Their music remains in our hearts forever. Let's begin today's show with Roberta Flack, a child prodigy who earned a full scholarship to Howard University at just 15. She spent her early years in the jazz clubs and was discovered by legendary DC jazz man Les McCann, who famously said her voice trapped and kicked every emotion he'd ever known. She was known as a soft soprano. Roberta had a unique gift for turning up-tempo tracks into warm, soulful ballads, giving us this masterpiece, Killing Me Softly with His Song. Coastside Carousel, KHMB.
Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly.
Thank you.
Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB. As we remember 2025, the artists who are no longer with us, but have left us with indelible memories and soulful music that will live on forever. Up next is Sam Moore, the Sultan of Sweat. He was a young man in Miami who wanted to be a preacher. That gospel foundation stayed in his voice forever. He had a beautiful tenor. As half of the legendary duo Sam and Dave, Sam Moore was double dynamite, bringing the fire of the pulpit to soul masterpieces like Soul Man. Right now on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Don't
It's a special edition of Coastside Carousel this week as we celebrate some of the great artists who left us in 2025. I'm Mike Dale, glad to have you along. Coastside Carousel brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. If California has a heartbeat, it sounds like a Brian Wilson arrangement. It's hard to believe the sound of summer started with a few rented instruments and some grocery money while his parents were away for the weekend. He was the master of harmony. Even Paul McCartney was a little jealous of Brian Wilson's mastery with vibrations, harmony, and soulful, soulful surf music. Right now, this is the song you all know. It's Good Vibrations, KHMB, in honor of Brian Wilson.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations. She's giving me the
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's buying my excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's buying my excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's buying my vibrations a half man with her. Gotta keep those love good vibrations a half man with her. Gotta keep those love good vibrations.
FM and AM 1710 is KHMB. This is Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to local artists and local venues. But this week, it's a special edition. As we said, goodbye to many wonderful artists in 2025. And there was Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Up next, Sly Stone. Born Sylvester Stewart and raised here in Northern Cal, Sly was a true musical architect. He was a gospel singer, a school band member, and, like us, even a radio DJ. In 1966, he founded Sly and the Family Stone. He wanted to get a racially mixed blend of men and women to inspire a divided nation at that time. And he invented a hybrid of rock, R&B, and funk that redefined the late 1960s. Here's Sly with Everyday People on KHMB. Special edition of Coastside Carousel on KHMB. Happy New Year, 2026 already. To you and yours, I'm Mike Dale, as we're celebrating the artists who left us in 2025, but their music will live with us forever. Four towering figures, all part of the same beautiful tapestry. Roberta Flack, who taught us how to feel. Sam Moore taught us how to shout. Brian Wilson taught us how to dream. And Sly Stone taught us how to come together. We lost others in 2025, Connie Francis, Chuck Mangione, and Bobby Sherman. We thank them for their music that remains long after the record stops spinning. Thank you for joining me on this special tribute edition of Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale, reminding you, stay in tune and be well on your carousel. Make it a bountiful 2026. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Often today, it seems that the federal government has become too intrusive into local matters and federal micromanagement has now unfortunately become the norm in education, law enforcement, religious expressions, and even on what is and is not moral. Strikingly, the Founding Fathers had intended that the federal government never intrude into any of these issues. As Thomas Jefferson explained, taking from the states the moral rule of their citizens and subordinating it to the federal government would break up the foundations of the Union. I believe the states can best govern our home concerns and the federal government our foreign ones. According to Thomas Jefferson, the original plan was for the federal government to direct foreign affairs, but for the states and local communities to direct the domestic and the moral ones.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.